Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We hope you're having a great day out there, everybody. We got good things coming up for you. A little bit of entertainment news. A local good story of the day that we have to touch on. I've been dying to get into. That's all coming up for you, everybody. But it is a Monday in the 9 o'clock hour. You know what that means. Tell me something good.
Hello and welcome to the award-winning The Kitchen's Open radio show within a radio show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Woo-hoo. Yay. James. Guys, we can officially say that after the segment took first place for best radio show at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association Awards this weekend. Mm-hmm. It was also the first winner of the night for our station, WFHR, and our company, Civic Media.
That's right. Overall, the company brought home 6 first place awards and 3... Count them. 3 were right here at WFHR, where we have the best listeners in radio.
That's right.
I was doing 2 fingers when I was doing 3. That's really sad.
How did I know that? Well, let's actually take a moment to go over those awards. And I mean a moment, boys. We have an award-winning segment to get to, and listeners may not really care about these second and thirds. Though, I have to admit, I'm pretty darn proud of our team.
I agree.
Agreed.
So, yes, The Kitchen Zoma did take first place for Best Radio Show. And James?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes.
Oh, you get to announce it. Yeah. Okay.
Oh,
this is all of us.
Best Interview, Director's Cut with Mary Jo Peel finished first from Director's Cut.
Mm-hmm. Best Promotional Announcement, Seth Faces the Music. First place for that one.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo. And then for our second places, I got a Best Continuing Coverage for the stories I did on PFAS in Wausau. Mm-hmm.
And Best Specialty Programming, a second place for Seth Faces the Music. Woo-hoo. Robbed. Totally robbed. So my promo got first, but my show got second. Wait a minute.
It's weird.
No, I'm kidding. It was great.
Best Specialty Programming, Director's Cut came in third.
That's right.
Best Morning Radio Show, Mornings with WFHR, came in third.
Mm-hmm.
And Best Humorous Commercial for the DoorWorks voicemail commercial came in third. And Best Use of Audio in Radio News with the anti-mask resolution story that I did came in third.
Mm-hmm.
So you may remember the Kitchen's Open segment that was entered for this award. It was from August 21st of last year about leftover containers and contained a short radio drama. Seth insisted it was their stellar delivery that won us the award, of course. So, let's see if they can do it again.
It was a dark and stormy night. Esmeralda woke suddenly after yet another recurring nightmare. She couldn't quite remember, but it had something to do with the Tupperware drawer.
And she always woke up with a terribly cold left foot.
This time, the nightmare was different. She could have sworn that she heard voices coming from the kitchen. She thought to herself that at least she'd have something new to tell her therapist.
Esmeralda had had many sessions after her terrifying night at the laundry room, searching for her missing green sock and blue Tupperware lid.
Now, awake, she could hear strange sounds coming from the kitchen for real. She thought they were voices, but she lived alone.
Voices? Really, guys?
Did you hear them? I heard them.
I plead the fifth.
Well, since our winning segment had to do with leftover containers, today let's talk about what you put in those containers.
Leftovers?
Yeah, seriously.
Again?
That's our topic.
We're doing that? Okay.
We're going to do this one. All right.
Yes.
So we're doing.
It's something everyone has to deal with, and there are certain safety things that are important to keep in mind. In May of last year, Beth, James, and I did a segment on food safety and food regulations. We covered the history of foodborne illnesses all the way back to Alexander the Great.
I remember that episode. It was on May 22nd, 2023. You talked about the Food Safety Modernization Act signed into law in 2011 and the common ingredients used that were banned in Europe. That was before you let me join the segment. Mm. I could have told you so many things about azote carbonaminide. Yeah, I know that.
Talks about it all
the
time.
By the way, she misspelled it. I had to correct it with that. But did you know that it's used to did you know it's used to bleach flour?
I'm just glad you're here now and she stopped making me pronounce all the difficult words.
Well, this time we're going to talk about leftovers specifically. How long to keep them?
Answer, it varies.
And how to reheat them?
Ooh, I know this one. You blast them with a flamethrower.
Jeez. Seriously.
What? I think that's the perfect way to get rid of them. I mean it. Reheat them.
Uh-huh. Admit it. You have some feelings about leftovers.
Yeah. It's a very big contrast to my head because my whole life of food, you know, has been an important thing for those that don't have it. What we do have, making use of it. And at the same time, I'm one of the world's pickiest eaters. And I think that the flamethrower would do a great job of reducing leftovers to ashes and get them out of my life. You should, however, be sure to remove the leftovers from the container and put them in safely on something, a non-flammable surface, before you take the flamethrower. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Got it.
And be sure to lock down and secure that lid in the Tupperware drawer so it doesn't run off with any socks.
I thought that was a rumor. And if it isn't, we're going to pretend it's a rumor for the sake of this family show. Melissa. We should do that. I think that's a good idea.
Oh, come on. It's a moot point anyway. Mm. I am the proud owner of 5 zip-top silicone containers. We talked about them back on August 21st
when
we did the first installment of this segment. They have no lids. It's one piece, and they simply zip shut.
Cool.
I think they're fantastic, but expensive. Mm. I'm looking at it as an investment that I'm slowly building a collection of. In some ways, I think they're a better investment than, say, like stocks that maybe could lose their value or crash completely. So as long as these containers hold up for at least 10 years, none of the what would be plastic waste is going into our planet.
It's very true. You only have to buy it once, too.
Right.
And the fossil fuel companies still make their money.
Mm, also true. Silicone is just a hybrid between a synthetic rubber and a synthetic plastic polymer.
Yes, but it is not as profitable for them because silicone lasts so much longer and gets thrown away less often. People don't have to keep buying it. So I'm not betting on the fossil fuel industry doing the right thing and getting rid of single-use plastics until somebody makes them. Mm. How many companies have a good track record on making the best decision for the future of our planet versus themselves making a quick buck?
Someone should get on that. Like maybe the people we hired to work for us to take care of our cities, countries, states, countries, you know, et cetera.
Yeah. But I'll get off my soapbox now so we don't derail the segment. Oh, okay. My tongue got in front of my eye tooth and I couldn't see what I was saying. Try again. Don't derail the segment. Our listeners have to know what happens to Esmeralda.
Yes. Well, like I said, I've been enjoying my silicone containers. I believe they're an investment in ourselves and in our home planet.
Home planet. Like there's another one we vacation or something. I do like home planet. I like
that. Nope. That's one is it for now. Unless you know something we don't.
Mm. Come on, guys. Back to leftovers.
All right. Okay. According to the Mayo Clinic website, leftovers can be kept up to 3 to 43 days in the refrigerator?
Whoa, that's a typo.
It's got to be.
Even I know that 43 days. You got to be kidding. That's how you turn milk into cottage cheese.
Oh, come on, guys. Milk was last week's segment.
Yes, that was a typo, James. I only read what I've been given.
Whoops. Yes, leftovers should only be kept in the fridge for 3 to 4 days.
There you go. Very
four
nice.
Days. After that, the risk of food poisoning goes up. Leftovers should be kept a maximum of 7 days, and some things should be thrown out sooner.
my computer. I'm sorry, everybody. yes, that includes any raw meats, which should be only be kept 1 to 2 days before cooking.
Award-winning show. MayoClinic.org says you can't eat cooked leftovers within 4 days. You should freeze them right away.
Aha! Frozen leftovers can be kept for a long time. Once I pulled this marinara out of the deep freeze, I swear it had been there for years. It tasted just fine.
It might have, but they do recommend that for better taste, it's better if you eat frozen leftovers within 3 to 4 months.
Ew, you eat them frozen? How uncouth.
No, I heat them up first.
Oh,
uncouth?
Uncouth.
Hey, that brings up a good question. How do you heat up leftovers? I have to confess, I've never actually done it.
Really?
Okay, I have before, but...
I'm shocked.
I really don't know.
I'm appalled, and yeah...
Okay, back to reheating.
It's important that you reheat leftovers until they reach at least 165 degrees.
I actually Fahrenheit. Did not know this.
You mean you don't have a food thermometer sitting next to your microwave like a civilized person? That figures.
What is with you, Seth? Are you still mad that I looked nicer than you at the WBA Awards on Saturday or something? That my segment won, got an award before yours did? Seriously, what's up, dude?
I'm miffed you didn't get me a soda when you got one for James.
I asked you.
I know. I just said no because it was the right answer. I didn't need the sugar.
All right, fine. I guess if that's the reason you're picking on me, I can take it for the sake of your health. Well done.
Good grief, you two. Just hug and make it up already, please.
Ew. No way.
Grow up.
Oh, fine. Fine. There's three ways you can safely thaw frozen food. You can microwave it, but make sure that the container is microwave safe.
Like my silicone zip top containers?
You can move it to the refrigerator to thaw it overnight.
Oh, zip top containers are perfect for freezing leftovers and setting them in the fridge first to thaw. It works great.
Or you can put it in a leak-proof container in cold water for a quick thaw.
Hey, zip top containers work great for that too. They have a flat bottom that helps them stay upright. They won't hold in liquids if you tip them upside down completely, but I've had zero trouble with that. Not even a spill, and we've been using them every day for a month.
We get it. You like the company. Why don't you marry them for Pete's sake?
Can you actually marry a company?
Yeah. The Supreme Court will be doing that any day now.
Well, while in certain legal situations, a corporation has similar rights to a person like James just mentioned, marriage isn't one of those situations.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yet. You know, we're coming up on a time to check in with our partners. Mel, can you move things along a little bit, please?
Yeah, what's the deal with Esmeralda?
Mm-hmm. All right, come on.
The dark of midnight cast the kitchen into shadows as Esmeralda crept slowly across the linoleum. The sound of the voices intensified as she walked closer to the refrigerator.
With something close to fear in her heart, she reached out to open the refrigerator door.
The voice was loud as she peered into the depths of the fridge.
Well, a voice coming from the fridge was a bit unusual, as Esmeralda was not especially afraid of the deep, resounding sound that wailed in her ears.
What was more disturbing was the smell that wafted towards her nose a short moment later.
She recoiled with disgust and tried to identify the noxious fumes that invaded her senses.
What was that overpowering stench that should never come from a place where you store things you want to eat?
She reached a reluctant hand into a very back of the fridge, a place where she never really went. Since, she doesn't cook.
Yeah. To her horror, she found the remains of last week's cooked pasta with a creamy Alfredo sauce, braised chicken, and asparagus.
Why on earth did it smell so awful? It tasted delicious just a short 9 days ago.
A quick Google search showed that leftovers should not be kept beyond 7 days. How had this happened? It was such a delicious meal, and now it was flooding her living space with a smell that reached the magnitude of your dad's worst farts. Being a dad, I can attest that this is true.
Unchecked bacteria growth had taken over and reached the level of fetid garbage in a rotting dumpster, giving voice to the rain of rot and decay.
To be fair, it contained asparagus. Nothing compares to the malodorous. Don't pay me this week. Reeking stench of rotting asparagus.
She held her nose as she cautiously lifted the revolting leftovers to their plastic container.
She decided it wasn't worth the trouble to divulge the contents, but decided to check the entire thing immediately into the trash. It wasn't right. But who knows what to actually do with plastic these days?
She reassured herself that she would immediately get online and buy silicone zip-top containers from a company she read about in Texas.
Plus, they could go in the dishwasher. So if anything like this were to happen again, she would be assured the container would be sanitized and not contaminate her planet or home ever again.
Leftovers. Thank you for listening to another episode of The Kitchen's Open here on WFHR.
You could be the next sponsor of award-winning Kitchen's Open segment. Here's looking at you, Zip Top from Texas.
Yeah, really.
That's right. People here need solutions to throw away plastic containers, too, in our state.
If you'd like to become a sponsor for the segment, please contact Pam at our front office.
The number is 715-424-1300. She'll put you in touch with Ashley to work out the specific. That's 715-424-1300.
And with that, we'll close the kitchen.
Yeah.
Oh,
wonderful
man.
Segment.
That
Melissa.
Was fun.
Wonderful segment.
Well
that
done, guys.
Insane, but fun. It was great.
That was a real blast.
Yeah.
That was a real lot of fun, everybody. Thank you so much.
It was a whirlwind to win at the WBAs, so
it was
fun to write this segment.
Without the excitement, I think most people have seen award ceremonies, and yeah, you get weird when you win. You do things that you would not expect you to do, but it happens.
There's video of it.
Yes. Yeah.
General Katz today, so that's lovely.
Be on the lookout on social media. We're going to be posting some of those things you and everything, and looking forward to doing so. I do want to remind, I did want to touch on one quick thing. And I guess it is a bit of a reminder. First, you know, as I mentioned earlier, thank you to Stage and Civic Media for believing in us, for investing in us. This is what happens when you invest and you believe in local radio and local companies and just buying and supporting local. That's what we were talking about from the very beginning. I have never been in a situation like this before. Like, I won an award when I was like in eighth grade, and since I haven't done anything like this. So I've never really thought about being in a position like this in my head. I vote on awards more than I've ever thought about winning one, with the SAG and the Oscars and all that.
When United We Can.
Yes. Well, thank you, Melissa. When Melissa's show won, it was like the second award announced, and she won early on. It felt so good, and it was so great, and it was a fun moment and everything. And then like a moment or two later, Morning Show finished third and did not win.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of like, oh, okay. And like, all right, well, we didn't get shut out. You know, that was the only thing that mattered to me and everything. And then the award for best interview came up. And a good friend of ours, Chad Holmes, was also nominated. And Chad was sitting right across from us.
Mm-hmm.
It was really nice. It was a shout out to Chad. It was nice to get to know him and meet him a little bit in person and everything. In that moment, if the person up there had asked, okay, and now you guys have to fight to the death for this award, I'd have jumped over that table and attacked that poor man. I don't know what. And immediately, as soon as I had that feeling, a second later, I had the shameful feeling of, come on, what's wrong with you? What's going on? What is this? This isn't you.
Well, I have never, when you're up for the award and they're getting ready to announce it, I don't think I've ever been as nervous in my life.
Never. I've never felt
weird.
That feeling before.
And it was all night long, you guys.
Yeah.
Because the last one, because we had 9 entries.
Yep.
It was one first, and then I got third place for the very last thing at the end of the night. It
yeah.
was anxiety for hours.
It's shockingly weird. Yeah.
It was a
strange feeling. Yeah.
I do want to send a big thank you to the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association, which we are members of now.
Of course.
Yeah. We all have pins.
We are able to do something really unique and really cool and special, not just for our station, but for our listeners. Mm-hmm. We were able to bring something back. WFHR used to bring home this hardware all the time.
Yep.
And we are able to do something and continue a legacy around here, which means something to all three of us and to our people in this building.
Mm-hmm.
And I should, the gentleman in me makes me do this to the WBAs. You kind of messed up. You may have messed up because you are not getting rid of us now. We had a chance to like see all the categories.
Well, now we have a greater understanding of what everything there is, which we didn't really have at the beginning of this
not
year,
really.
But we do now.
Quick look behind the curtain. We put all this together like in 2 months, less.
Yes,
you know,
I think it was less than that, but yeah, it was quick.
What are we going to do with a year's time to be able to prep and do it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, Melissa had a good comment on that one, actually. We put all this training and a year into it, we get shut out.
Nothing will happen.
That was hilarious, Melissa. That was hilarious. So, again, a big thank you to everybody involved and to the best listeners in radio. Thank you so much, everybody. Taking a look at our social media, we'll have more highlights from the night. It was a lot of fun.
It was.
Stick around. We got our monthly veterans update coming up. We'll be looking forward to that just around the corner coming up right here on Mornings at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. And we are now joined by our good, we have a great friend with us right now. We're going to talk veterans update. We're going to get into that. And thank you so much for being here.
Good morning. How you doing?
Doing good. How you doing?
Well, we're here. Thank you.
We're here. That goes a long way, Tom. That goes a long way.
Especially on a Monday.
Yeah. Thank you for being here. I appreciate the time, Tom, as always. And any chance we can to be able to highlight our veterans, talk about veterans events, we're able to do that thanks to you and the great information and stuff that you're collecting for us. And, of course, our friends at the VFW.
Right. And thank you, Melissa. I heard your news broadcast this morning where she promoted a couple items. Thank you very much.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Tom, let's dive right in.
Okay. it's spring.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting a lot more active. So, well, today is the monthly breakfast, as Melissa said earlier, and we got the Heroes Cafe on Wednesday. And also Wednesday, the American Legion Post has their meeting at 7 p.m. at their building. And Thursday, the Vietnam Veterans has their meeting at 6 o'clock at the VFW. Also on Thursday, the Rudolph American Legion, they meet at 7. Friday, we're going to Assumption High School and talking to some history classes there.
That's really cool.
Cool.
It's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And on Saturday, 11th, the American Legion has a brat fry at Baker Street IGA. And on Tuesday, Auburndale Veterans Coffee. This is the last one for the year.
Mm.
They are very, very active up there in Auburndale. They had that duck ride.
Yeah, that's right.
And then on Thursday, the 16th, the BFW has their monthly meeting at 6. And also that day at 7:30 in the morning, we're going to have veterans at Lincoln High School where we spend the whole day talking to all the different history classes, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's really cool.
And Saturday, this is open to the public. We could really use the help. We're putting the flags on the headstones at the cemeteries.
Mm-hmm.
Calvary, Forest Hill, Rest Lawn, all the cemeteries. And the more people that show up, this is family things. We've had Boy Scouts, we've had Girl Scouts, we've had 4-H people out there. And that starts at 10 a.m. sharp.
Mm-hmm.
So if people want to come out and put flags on headstones, take pictures.
Yeah.
It's a good time.
It's a great use of time. It's a great volunteering opportunity, a great opportunity to show kids how to pay it forward, how to treat our soldiers, our vets, those that we've lost.
Right. You'll actually see some vets will place a flag and then they'll salute it.
Yeah. Mm. Yes. Yeah.
So that's kind of touching.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And on Sunday, the next day, we have our 92nd annual anniversary motorcycle ride out at the BFW post. And this year, the ride starts at the BFW, goes to the high ground, and then comes back. It's about a little over 100 miles, and they said it's fantastic.
Yeah.
So talk to your weather people for us on
Amazon. Yes, we're going to get on that. We're going to get on that for you.
And on Monday, the Honor Flight return up at Central Wisconsin Airport. That is really something nice. Mm-hmm. And then once again, on a Tuesday, we have our VFW steak meal from 4:30 to 7 out at the VFW post, and that's one of our big fundraisers.
Mm-hmm.
The 22nd is the Heroes Cafe, and on Friday, the 24th of May, the Legacy Stone dedication at the courthouse.
Mm-hmm.
People get stones for their family members and put them out there, and then we have a ceremony for that.
It's a beautiful time.
And on Saturday, the 25th, really important, the All-American, All-Female Quilts of Valor at East Junior High, and that starts at 1:30. As far as we know, this is the only all-female veterans presentation in the United States. So there's going to be a lot of people going to be there, dignitaries and everything. And then on Monday, Memorial Day ceremony out at Forest Hill Mausoleum. That takes about an hour. BFW is in charge of it this year, and a lot of people attend that.
Yes,
and
yes.
It's really nice. Then on Tuesday the 28th, once again, busy. We're doing the opening day of Rafters. We're doing a flag presentation. All the veterans organizations are going to be out there. And the Mobility for Vets is every Wednesday over in Waupaca. So.
And Tom, again, Tom Heiser sitting here speaking with us. He joins us every beginning of the month for our monthly veterans update. Tom, the Mobility for Vets wheelchair shop, that it's in Waupaca, that's an every Wednesday thing?
Right. That's when veterans from Rapids go over there. Now, the nice thing about that, if you have that wheelchair in the corner in the basement of the garage and you don't know what to do with it, give them a call.
The
facility over there, and they will pick it up.
Wow.
And they take it over there, refurbish it, or use parts from it, and then recycling basically back into the community. So if a person needs a wheelchair, you don't have to be a vet specifically. They have electric chairs, they have the small ones, and all points in between.
All helpful,
Yes.
Keep that in mind. Keep in mind that with any of these events, you can find out more information, reach out to our staff here, our team, or we'll hook you up with Tom, or reach out to your local VFW. You can find out more as well. Tom, I don't mean to keep you too long here, sir, but I do want to spend a minute on the Quilts of Valor. You know, that'll be going on at the end of the month, and we won't talk to you in between then. You'll be joining us next month, of course, in the beginning. Just for those that do not know, in the Wisconsin Rapids area since 2016, the Material Girls Club has awarded 292 quilts, 252 of which have been awarded through the American Heroes Cafe of Central Wisconsin. The Material Girls Quilt Club of 75 members is a part of a movement of over 10,000 volunteer members across 600 groups in all 50 states. This all started with one woman's dream, Katherine Roberts. Send a shout out to her. The festivities for this event, Tom, are going to begin at 1:30, it looks like.
Yes, they will. And there's different phases of this because we're going to have the two bands from Lincoln and Assumption.
Excellent.
Are going to be playing. And it's on May 25th at 1:30 at the old Lincoln High School. Mm-hmm. Let's see, there'll be patriotic songs, bands from Lincoln and Assumption, music selections from the aspiring a cappellas.
Yeah.
Those four legends.
Yeah.
And if you've ever watched all the Bucks games, they've sung at the Bucks games.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
They've done the Raptors games.
Great.
I think
they're
they've
really
done,
good.
I think they've done the Brewers. Don't quote me on that. And the presentation will begin at 2:00.
Yeah.
So there's 47, possibly 49 ladies from not only Central Wisconsin, but a few other states that are going to be receiving these. And it's just something because everybody thinks of the old grizzly vet with, you know, the hair and the cigarette hanging out of it. Well, 10% of the military is female.
Yes.
You know, and there's in the Navy, you know, then all the branches, they're pilots, they're everything. They're not just, you know, cooks and secretaries. They play in integral parts.
Representation is something that we're seeing a lot more of in entertainment and a lot of fields nowadays. It's something that our military has also picked up on and showing and highlighting wherever we can as well. That this is such a beautiful moment, and it's something so unique and important. And it's a moment that is happening here. Like, that is incredible, everybody. Right. Like, do not let that get lost in the shuffle of any of this, that this is something that's happening here that all of us can be a part of and spread the word about. Even if you are not able to be at this event or any of these events, you can help spread the word about these events. And you can certainly support your soldiers, support your veterans. That is something that we can all do. That has nothing to do with politics. That has nothing to do with anything other than caring about fellow Americans, caring about fellow human beings.
Exactly. And it's so interesting. We talked about the ladies. Just going through my mind, one of my friends was a truck driver in Iraq. Mm. Another friend was a nurse or worked in the medical field. Mm. And yes, there were some people that were secretaries, but in charge of different departments. So the female veteran is very, very important. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not always the people in the front lines fighting. There are support people. You know, they are a small sport.
Yeah.
And 10% of the military was female. And if you think back, everybody in your family has a veteran somewhere.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely. Tom, always appreciate the time and the work that you do on the air with us and off the air, getting all this data together and everything. Really do appreciate it. If people do have follow-up questions, if they want to know more from you or reach out and find out more information, how can they do that?
Well, they can call the VFW at 715-600-0401. And that is, the phone is answered by our current vice president, who will now be the commander of the VFW post. And this month he gets sworn in. And he's very, very up to speed with what's going on. He gets this. Matter of fact, he gives me some of the information as well. So if you call our VFW post, we'll get you the information. And like I said, if you're not real busy on Saturday the 18th, we can use a couple of extra hands putting out those flags.
We'll be spreading the word about that, especially as we get closer to it, encouraging people to come on down and give a hand. Thank you so much, Tom. Appreciate you.
Thank you very much for having me. Appreciate it.
We'll talk again next month. We'll be back with more after our news break right here on WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We hope you're having a good one out there. I want to send a big shout-out to Tom Heiser joining us.
Thank you, Tom. That was awesome. Yep.
Always appreciate the time from him. Mm-hmm. We'll have some local good stories for you in just a little bit. Looking forward to that. Let's go ahead and dive into a bit of entertainment news right now.
All right.
Some interesting things going on in the world. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire is coming back to ABC for its 25th anniversary.
Jeez.
In this news...
25th?
In this new season, pairs of celebrities will compete to win up to $1 million for a charity of their choice. It premieres July 10th. Jimmy Kimmel is returning to host. He did the reveal in 2020 and 2021. Millionaire, of course, originally aired from 1999 with Regis Philbin hosting.
That's right. Do you remember that when it was like a phenomenon and everyone was talking about it all the time?
I had like the handheld version of it.
Well, outside of that TV show Squid Game, that's the last time I remember a game show really taking people, like the nation by storm kind of thing.
Right, yeah.
Like, I don't know off the top of my head, I'm not being mean about this. No. I'm trying to genuinely think of the last time a game show came out and really, like, people were
Everyone was talking about it, yeah.
And this is something that the movie or the TV industry has noticed. They're trying so hard to come up with the next great game show.
Yeah.
Everybody worth their salt, even if their network doesn't necessarily, especially if they don't have a game show, a signature game show, because all the major networks have one. They have a signature game show. And it's such an integral part of their work. Not because so much the entertainment it gives, it's the time of day, it's the budget that it costs, yet the numbers that they pull from it and the advertisers that they're able to. Game shows are a moneymaker.
They are, yeah. If you get a good one, man, because like you said, they don't cost hardly any compared to like other like a sitcom or a drama. They cost next to nothing to produce.
Yeah, there's no production cost. There's some, but not.
This is part of the huge, huge flaw in Jerry Seinfeld's living in a bubble, I'm a billionaire world of complaining about wokeism and some of these things. One, you don't live in the real world, so what do you know about it?
First of all.
And maybe a little bit of self-realization to that or anything. But also, it isn't, okay, his big argument was, well, they've killed the American, or the sitcoms. Sitcoms are gone. All the major networks coming out this year don't have any new sitcoms. New sitcoms they don't have. They have old ones they're bringing back. I'd like to remind Mr. Seinfeld that we are still recovering from a pandemic, that we had two different strikes affect us last year, and that is a big part of the reason why that is happening. Also, how much money there is. There's not enough to go around. So they got to make cuts. They got to make, cut certain things. So yes, there are no new network TV shows. The Ozzie and Harriet's All in the Families kind of shows are not coming out, but they're still there. They're still out there. They're just not new ones coming out.
Right.
There's still lots of great TV being made, and there's still lots of bases being covered, things for your average family to your more obscure family, and et cetera, et cetera. If anything, because of wokeism, TV's gotten 1,000 times better and 1,000 more viewers and watchers to it.
Right.
If you like TV, if you made your living, if the only reason anybody knows your damn name is because of TV... Like, maybe have some understanding of the art that you're talking about. Maybe have some perspective. Maybe even a little, I don't know, respect.
Yeah.
So the idea of this, the idea of bringing this game show back and having this, I don't have an issue with it. They could have. Jimmy Kimmel does a good job what he does. I don't think he's great at this. I think they could have used somebody better for this. Just in general, Regis Philbin was the perfect person for this.
Oh, he was so good.
He got excited with the guests, the contestants and everything. He was so animated.
Yeah,
a game show host doesn't need to be a comedian.
Yeah,
no, it doesn't.
Yeah. I think that's misleading. Now, I will say Jeff Foxworthy was the perfect host for Who Wants Smarter Than a fifth grader.
Yeah.
Now there, it was good to have a comedian. It was good to have somebody that could improv and everything.
Right. No, absolutely.
Yeah. And for something like Whose Line, obviously, that's appropriate for a comedian.
Was that a game show? Sure. Was that considered a game show?
It's a different kind of. I mean, there's a little bit of audience participation in that. Yeah. I mean, there's no points that don't matter. Right. But.
So this is one where I'm going to see how cynical the world is.
Oh, boy.
Because The Rock has been on the news a lot lately, and not for the greatest of reasons.
Right.
And then there's this story that came up over the weekend. There's a middle school in Staten Island called P3739, and it's for students with development, emotional, and cognitive delays, including autism and other disabilities. Every year, they put out a musical, and they vote which one to do. This year, Moana won by a landslide.
Ooh.
One of their teachers decided to direct message The Rock and let him know. She didn't expect a response, but I think you know where this is going. The Rock sent a video letting the kids know that Moana won the vote, and he even sang a little bit of You're Welcome for them. It totally made their day.
Cool.
He was very specific about this. It was just for them. He was very direct and very hands-on. It was the video got me. It was a very sweet video. He is a very good he's not only a good actor, but he seems to genuinely believe certain things when he's saying them, which I think is part of where he gets in trouble.
Relatable.
Sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, I think I have seen some social media and some cynical people coming out saying that he did this to try to get some good PR and all that. It should be noted, I think, cuz I'm with you. I'd be, you know, hesitant to say something too. The guy could use a win. This was only released because of the teacher. He did not. He had nothing. None of his social media released anything about this. The young lady who was the teacher of this class thought it was really cool he did this and put it out there. Mm-hmm. He didn't ask her to do this. She has no gain from this. So, I mean, for whatever it's worth, I think context is important.
No, you are absolutely right. And the second point I would make. The kids don't care
right on.
If he's doing it cynically or not.
Yeah.
No, they think it's awesome.
Exactly. Look at
it.
He said to us, he's talking to us, you know, specifically. Yeah. That's an amazing thing. Mm-hmm. And that's you know, we've been talking a lot this morning about, you know, the medium, the middle, you know, that kind of thing is good and bad, that kind of thing. This is one of the good things with fame.
Yeah.
You can do things like this and make people happy.
Yeah.
And that's what you should be in the business of doing anyway.
Well said.
Right?
Yes, well said. That's why we're all, I mean, that's why I got into entertainment. Mm-hmm. That's why I love it. I still haven't seen Moana.
Really?
It's actually really good, man. You
my
should check it out.
Love it. I've seen bits and pieces because my nephews love it, but it looks funny.
It's very good.
Didn't Jermaine Clement do a crab or something in that?
Yes.
I saw that scene. That was really good. Yeah, that was really good.
It's a showstopper, yeah.
Yeah, that was really good.
And don't forget the chicken.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
The crazy chicken.
The chicken. Yeah. I remind everybody your favorite podcast done by a couple of people talking about Muppets. It got released a new episode today. Our 40th episode.
Woo. Whoa, wow.
40.
It's
almost as old as you, James.
Hey-o. That was good. It's called Muppet Blur. You can check it out right now. Bree did a great job with this, especially considering she was out of the country when she was doing it.
I was going to say, is she still on honeymoon right now?
Well, she just barely got back.
Oh, okay.
They had some flight issues.
Really?
But she is, last I heard, she is back in state and doing
good.
Very happy, very relieved to say that.
Oh, I'm sure.
I cannot stress how relieved I am. You're right, Melissa, you're right. If you're curious, go ahead and check it out. Or big thank you to all the people who have already subscribed and liked the pod. Go ahead and go to YouTube, type in your search bar, What the Muppet, and like the videos, or wherever you get your podcasts, check it out. Thank you very much to everybody doing so.
Mm-hmm.
We will take a time out, check it with our partners, come back and wrap up the show, morning show on WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We're gonna wrap up the show, take it right to the top of the hour.
LA proved too much for the man.
Too much for the man.
We'll be the Pips.
Yeah, we gotta be the Pips. We gotta be the Pips. Yeah, I've always wanted to be one of the Pips.
I have to listen to the rest of this song.
I know. Mm. Sorry,
it's
not a,
so good.
Such a classic.
So good. So I want to make sure. I know we got 10 minutes of show left, but I really want to make sure we get these stories in. So we've got a That Ain't Right one and a good story of the day, and both of them taking place here in Wisconsin.
Ooh, cool.
Officials warned of traffic delays on a Wisconsin highway when an overturned truck spilled beer into the roadway.
Whoops.
Menominee Falls police shared photos on social media showing the semi-truck on its side in northbound lanes of Interstate 41 on Thursday with cases of Miller High Life beer spilled from out its rear.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, that's not a waste. I think that's a good thing.
Nice, nicely done. Two lanes of traffic were closed for the cleanup operation, and police warned drivers to seek alternative routes to expect delays. The scene was cleared, and all lanes of traffic were reported later in the afternoon. So, the cause of the crash remains under investigation. But police said that they do not believe alcohol to have been a factor.
It was just the result.
Oh, okay.
That's right.
And cut that right there.
Yeah,
splice
right.
That. There we go. There's a sounder. God, that was good. The cause of the crash remains under investigation. I love that they included that. It's something that they would include no matter what anyway.
Of course.
But the context is so good with this. The driver of the truck was treated for minor injuries, and the driver of another vehicle involved in the crash was not injured. So everybody's okay. Now, for some, I think that in right part of this is the loss of Miller Lite. It's shame. I mean, is it less filling or not? I mean, we're never going to know now. We're not going to know. It
filled up the road.
Yeah.
I wonder how sticky that spot is now in the road. Why are my tires making this weird sound?
The sticky spot in Menominee Falls.
That's right.
The great Miller High Life crash of 2024.
Ot 24.
The cleanup of these things is something that I think would be fun to dive into, though. Would be a fun, interesting one. And, you know, just like that road might have been fun to dive into. Might have been
not into a vat of beer. No.
Yeah.
I really wanted to take the time to focus on this good story of the day, and I got this one just about a week or two ago. Do want to send a big shout out to WSAW's. Not that they need any shout outs. Boy, were they just bringing
did they
in the
clean
whole,
up? Yeah. Oh my gosh!
They really did. Station of the year. Didn't
Station
they?
Of the year too. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Shout out to them and the great reporting they do, and to Nolan Bulleman, who reported on this story that took place right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Mm-hmm. Quote: "I want to help other autistic kids. I can show how I feel with my art." In the world of Wisconsin Rapids, Brody Cronstadt, writing and drawing is a familiar task. Brody would frequently write apology letters to others after an episode or overstimulation. One letter in particular provided a spark. Quote, "We took it back to school and we gave it to his teacher to have her show his classmates," says Brody's mom, Leslie. "And they said it was amazing and it should be published."
Wow.
Then came Emotionally Ever After, a tale of explanation of helping others in the same boat. Quote, "How us autistic kids have our own feelings that we're scared and how it gets us mad," says Leslie. Yeah. While the book is targeted towards helping others on the autism spectrum, it can also inspire parents as well. It's, quote, "It's hard. It's very hard. All you do is advocate for your child, and sometimes you run into barriers," says Leslie. "But you just got to keep on going. Everything that you do means so much to them, and the world is better because of it."
Mm-hmm.
For Leslie, a book was just the right fit to start a new chapter. Brody has a lot of deep feelings that it's hard for him to express, says Leslie, but if you find the right medium for him to do it within, the possibilities are really endless. The book was published by Free and WEN Publishing. Leslie says that the staff at Howe Elementary in Wisconsin Rapids helped make this all possible for Brody. Leslie
Shout out to Howe.
Shout out to Howe School. Leslie is the CEO of Neurodiverse Insight, a page with resources for those with neurodiverse children. For more, encourage you to check out that website, and the web address is Neurodiversity Insights. You can find that just throwing it into your search bar, Neurodiverse Insights.
Okay.
Again, in this article, you can find it at WSAW.com. Shout out to them. Great reporting. Nice work. So one of the things that I wanted to do with this story is certainly I had to make it my own. So I apologize for some of that and everything. But that's just the whole copyright issues and all those kind of things. But I wanted to bring attention to this is what we do here. We highlight stories like this. This is what we're all about. This is where it starts and ends for us, everybody. Mm-hmm. Local radio, things happening right here in Wisconsin Rapids, right here in Wood County.
Yep.
This is why. It's important to care about journalism, care about reporting. This is why it's important to care about the arts. This state finished last in funding the arts.
Yep.
If we keep doing that, we keep up that pace, what are the odds that a child like this or a parent like Leslie are going to have these thoughts or do something like this or have the resources to be able to do something like this?
The resources, yeah, that's the point right there, yep.
When we're talking about this stuff, we ain't just saying this because we like to act on stage and play pretend. We're talking about this because this has importance in society. It has a use in society. It has a place in society. The arts are important.
Let's tie this in with Director's Cut from Sunday. James and I talked with a couple people from Wausau Community Theater, which is in financial trouble right now, and they are concerned that they're not going to be able to continue. That's a real concern they have. It boggles my mind that in a city the size of Wausau, they are having an issue like this, where in a city the size of Rapids, we have a thriving community theater right here, and the fact that it's because of the community support we get, okay? But there are other ways to get resources out there in order to have these. These are important things. Mm-hmm. We're not saying this just because we're all artsy type people. We're saying that because we've said it 100 times. It improves the quality of life. It makes people want to live here. It makes people want to come to live here. That sort of thing. Yes. So that's why it is so important. We want to keep the living in Wisconsin, as fabulous as it is. Let's keep it going here.
Mm-hmm. It wouldn't be as fabulous without theater, without live music, without, you know, all of the things that art brings to enrich our lives.
WausauCommunityTheater.org is the website. You'd like to find out more about the great work they're doing over there. They got a great show coming up at the end of the month, and encourage you, if you missed it, to check that out, that Director's Cut episode. You can find it at civicmedia.us, civicmedia.us. Just go under shows and you'll find Director's Cut and all of our great shows.
Once I post it,
Get on that, Seth. We want to get to some local good stories of the day. We've got a great one for you to kick off, Seth. Including the arts.
Speaking of the arts, we have a fabulous event. I cannot recommend this enough tonight. We've got the Bandorama for the Wisconsin Rapids Public School at the Lincoln High School Fieldhouse. This is all the bands from 6 to 12. They're all playing together at the Fieldhouse. Cool. That starts at 6:30 tonight. So I highly recommend that people go and check that out, because it's a lot of fun.
Hopefully they're going to live stream it, too. They have a live stream link
on
the WRPS school district website.
Go ahead and touch on that. Check out that website. Also, check out their Facebook page. Sometimes they put the link on there as well.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
If you could be there.
If you can't attend in person, yeah.
Yeah, if you can't be there in person, encourage you to watch it that way. But if you can, please take in any of these high school or any of these events you can with any of our schools. Mm-hmm. Any of our schools. This Wednesday, we're going to be joined by our friends from Family Natural Foods in the opening block at 3 o'clock. We want to encourage you to, they're joining us on Wednesday, but tomorrow you've got a great presentation you could check out. True Grace presentation. Learn about a new Wisconsin brand focused on innovation, whole foods, mushrooms, and quality supplements. Some great minds, great talkers over there at True Grace. And if they're being brought in by Family Natural Foods, you know they got some great info for you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And a quality product.
They don't bring in pikers. No.
No. Nope. No. No snake oil salesman over there.
I say that.
Any chance to say snake oil salesman, you take it, don't you? You just do. Yeah.
Underused.
We've been talking about this, buying local, supporting local. One of the first things we think of, I know I think of, is Family Natural Foods when it comes to that.
Mm-hmm.
They're open right now at 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. Be sure to stop on over there. Be sure to follow them on social media as well. And looking forward to them joining us on Wednesday.
Okay.
Looking at our schedule for today, we got a great Playmakers lined up for you from 3 to 4. Randy Paul and I are going to be hanging out for that. It's going to be a good time. We got a bunch of things to talk about from over the weekend.
We do have some high school softball tonight on WIRI. Everyone starts at 4:45, I believe. I can't remember the teams. Let's see. I'm trying to remember. There's so many games I can't remember. I believe Assumption actually is playing tonight. So tune in for that.
Yeah. Tonight it's Assumption hosting Stratford.
Okay. There you go.
Mike and Seth will be taking care of that one on our sister station, WIRI. Our pregame will kick off at 4:45.
Yep. And then we got a game tomorrow, too. We'll talk about that tomorrow.
Yeah. Looking forward to it.
Yep.
Great show. And the other good story of the day, us. And the WBA. Yes.
We're awesome.
We're cool.
Congratulations.
I do want to say a big congratulations to all the WBA winners.
Yes.
Everybody that was nominated.
And our other three first place winners in Civic, but then, you know, everybody else that entered too.
All 20 nominations we had from Civic Media. Yep.
Yeah, it was cool. To see Maggie and Jorge get some due.
Yeah, that's right.
And Todd Michaels.
Shout out to Todd and everybody. And it was a really great time to be able to meet so much of our Civic Media family.
It was very cool, yeah.
Just spend some time chatting. It was cool.
Yeah, just had a blast. Thank you to the WBA's hosting and doing such a great job.
Thanks to Sage for paying for us.
Yes, yeah. Thank you for
Thanks,
that.
Sage.
Sage. Appreciate you. Great show, you two.
You too, man.
Yeah, you too, James.
Be good to each other. We'll talk to you soon and later right here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.